In Ninja News Japan, we love our surveys. We love our stats. And sometimes it makes me wonder, like, how do you come up with an idea for your survey? Like, where's your brain at? Because they did a survey on whose poop smell are you worried about more. So are you more worried about when you go into the toilet and you make a poop smell? You're worried about that being very stinky. Or are you more worried about other people's poop smell maybe lingering in the toilet when you go in after them, or maybe even, you know, it's a side-by-side situation? 54.8% of people in Japan, this is a 400-person survey, 50% men, 50% women, 54.8% were concerned about their own smell, and 20 to 40-year-old men were sort of the most, I don't know what you would say, serious? Concerned about their own smell. They answered that they were always concerned with their own smell. 71.8% of people were bothered by the smell when entering a toilet. Now, I agree, bothered by the smell, but also it's a necessity. It's like people are in there pooping. So if a place is going to smell, I've always had this thing about farting. So you're in a public toilet. If you're a man, you're at a urinal, let's say. And part of the process is sometimes you have to fart. And farts are sonorous. They are. And they announce their presence sometimes. So is it socially acceptable to fart loudly in a public toilet when someone else is there? Because, my feeling is it would be acceptable to fart and everyone laughs. But I've noticed that when I'm in a public toilet and someone else is in the public toilet with me, I don't want to fart. I don't want to announce to the world that I have bodily functions. And this is kind of what this survey is looking into. It's like, you know, these are things we have to do. You have to poop. I just want to get that message out there. You have to poop. You have no choice. 59.3% said they held the poop as long as possible. They tried not to poop in public. 54% of women were not comfortable pooping at all in public if possible. So they would try to never poop in public. 38.1% of men don't want to sit on the toilet seat while they're out. Now, my thought when I saw this survey was like, how would you come to the conclusion, or how would you have the idea to conduct this survey? I wouldn't be like, of all the things we need to survey in the world, of all the ideas and thoughts that exist in the world, which one do we want to explore the most? We want to explore, are you concerned about your poop smell? Are you concerned about pooping? How does poop, again, it's a necessity, it's a thing. Maybe this is something we should talk about more. But it turns out that this is a pharmaceutical company and they produce a pill, and the pill will reduce the smell of your poop. Now, I wouldn't pay money for that, but if you are one of the 54.8% of people who are always concerned with the smell of your poop, and I'm assuming in public, because I get at home, I would turn the fan on and not really think about it, you could buy this product. So it was really just like a survey to get open the door towards a conversation, towards a sales pitch. Which is not disingenuous, but, you know, it kind of puts a little bit like, of course, on it at the end. This is a first-time event, so that's why it's exciting. The actual crime and stuff is not particularly interesting. There is an interesting aspect to it, but let's get into the story. China gives three people suspended prison sentences for running what is considered to be the largest Japanese anime piracy website. It was accessed 300 million times over 2 years. It was shut down last year. There's a group called Coda, and they basically gathered all the information. They brought it to the Chinese government, and they said, these are the people, let's prosecute them. And the Chinese government did. There's a lot of back and forth sort of hate between China and Japan. And so these stories where they work together, I find that kind of inspiring because it means that, yes, there is an ability to move forward. And then there is a lot of ripping on China because, you know, copyright laws, privacy law, these things don't exist in China is sort of a general stereotype. But this shows that they will take copyright laws seriously. They will do things essentially, if you make it easy for them, the Coda group brought all the information to the Chinese prosecutors. I don't know who exactly. The interesting part to me was the punishment was suspended sentences. So that means there's essentially on probation for X amount of years. China, in my mind, when it prosecutes, when it finds you guilty of a crime, is not a kind, gentle country to be prosecuted in. Like, the punishments are harsh. So when I heard suspended sentence, I was like, huh. Because suspended sentence really means like, okay, you're on probation for X amount of years. If you don't get in trouble for those X amount of years, nothing happens. The other point was 37 million yen was made in advertising from the website. No penalties were brought to them. They don't have to pay any money back to the copyright holders. They had to shut down the website. They essentially are in a position where if they don't get into trouble, they get to just keep the 37 million yen. And I was like, you know, for this to really be an effective punishment, you got to take that money away from them. So it was three people, the site owner and two other people. They were all arrested. They were all found guilty. And then nothing happened. So that sort of put me on the other side. I was like, hey, this is great. China's taking Japanese copyright seriously and stopping this piracy site. But then suddenly it's like, but also they're not. So I was a little torn. I don't know where I land on that. But it is the first time this prosecution has actually happened. It's the first time Coda's been involved. It's the first time these... Yeah, I don't know how I feel at all. It sounds good, and then it seems like they did nothing. It sounds like they, like, almost lip service. And I guess that is never going to be satisfying. There was a teacher at a junior high school. And if you know anything about kids, especially at a certain age, kids in junior high school, they still have that youthful meanness that little kids have, that almost sometimes they're mean, they don't even intend to be. Like, they'll point out your physical flaws or something, not really intending to hurt your feelings, but then it really strikes home because it really hurts your feelings. Junior high school kids have now gotten a certain verbal acuity that those little kids don't. So they can, like, fine tune the pain they cause to other people. I would say junior high school is pretty hardcore. And anywhere, I'm not talking about Japan, I'm talking about anywhere. And we know that kids can be straight up mean. Several students had been making fun of a teacher, mainly of his body, his physical self, by referring to him by an anime character's name. They don't say which anime character, because that would actually increase the insult should this guy's picture ever show up on TV or something. So let's just, as an example, say Totoro. So that would imply that he was large, roundish, maybe had that kind of face. Or they called him One Punch Man because he'd been losing his hair. They made it very clear in all the stories I read, there were multiple stories, that this was about his sort of physicality. So it was about his shape. So this might be more similar to when people call Xi Jinping Winnie the Pooh. And he doesn't like it, so he tries to shut that down. It gets to him. And that's the problem. Like, that's actually the problem. If you're going to be a junior high school teacher, you can't let this stuff get to you. So let's give you an example, a real life example from my own experience. I was teaching about 12, 13 year old girls in this class. It was like my second year in Japan. And I had at that point started to lose my hair. I had what you might call a severe widow's peak. Let's just give you a sense of the physicality for if you're listening to the audio version. There's a reason I wear hats all the time. It's because I'm not proud of my hair. So this girl walks up to the board. She goes, "You are M." I was like, I don't know what that means. And being a teacher, I was like, I want to understand what you're saying. I care about what you're saying. What you're saying means something to me. I want to, like, foster the relationship between the two of us. So she goes up to the whiteboard and she puts an M on the whiteboard. And she goes, "You are M." I'm like, I still don't understand. And then she draws a little eye under each widow's peak and a nose and a mouth. She says, "You are M." Now, she thought, because she was being a really mean 13-year-old girl, that she was going to tear away, because, like, men are obviously very self-conscious about losing their hair. This is a very hurtful thing I'm doing. I'm going to break him. I started laughing so hard because I'd this came out of left field for me. I had no idea what she was talking about. I was like, that was a wicked insult. Good job, young lady. And that actually kind of broke her. Because she didn't get the reaction she wanted. I actually was like really impressed by the work she put into it, that she was kind of like deflated. Didn't show up to class very much after that, if I'm being honest. So these students were referring to this teacher by an anime character name. So I'm going to go with Totoro, even though that I don't know that's the name, but it gives you a sense like, hey, they're going, hey, Totoro sensei, ha ha ha, Totoro sensei. And then 2 years, dude's like, I had enough. So he grabs the student by the waist and then throws him to the ground. Now, there have been multiple stories with varying amounts of details. Another story I read said, grabbed the kid by the shirt, shoved him and punched him in the torso and head. Now, the kid had some bruising, and they say it took a week to heal. He wasn't hospitalized or anything. But this is an adult, Totoro-sized man beating up a high school kid. And it turns out May 2023, he put a student in a headlock. Now, one story said a student. Another story I read said the same student. So this is the second time potentially he's attacked this student. He apologized. He says, look, I lost it and I beat up a little kid. And he got a 1/10 pay cut for 3 months. Again, this is another story. I'm torn. You have a teacher the kid's words got to him so much he physically assaulted a kid. I feel sympathy on both sides. I feel sympathy for the teacher because he had to put up with this, and obviously it drove him to what is essentially a breaking point. But the reality is he attacked the kid. Personally, I think when you grab a kid and throw him to the ground, you lose your job. Now, I've done teaching for years and years and years. And as per example, my story, I've dealt with these kids. You can't let it get to you. You have to look at it as, wow, did the kid do a good job insulting you? Did they do a good job? Have they really done some creativity? Have they created? Have they learned how to use their words appropriately? This might be what you need to foster. Jade has just put in the chat, kids need to learn the fuck around and find out method sometimes. And I agree with that if you're not a teacher. So if this exact same event had happened with neighbors, I wouldn't be as upset with the neighbor. So like they were calling the neighbor Totoro, 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 and then the neighbor just grabs a kid and throws him on the ground. I'd be like, kid deserved it. Don't mess with adults. But because it's a teacher in a teaching role, but yeah, don't assault your students. Yes, you are essentially putting yourself in a position where you're going to be in close contact with these kids every day. They're going to try to get under your skin. That's the bit. You as a teacher should know this. And if you know they're going to try to get under your skin, you can't let them do it, because that's what real success is they come at you again and again and again, like waves off. I'm not, it's like the thing, there's an erosion metaphor in there. If I do that, waves on a cliff, it doesn't work out because the waves always win. Essentially, this guy probably doesn't have the temperament to be a teacher. If calling you Totoro over and over again is going to get you to the point where you actually assault children, you shouldn't be a teacher. Yes. If it's a different situation, wreck that child. If I was in a different situation and I was like out in a park and some kid started like harassing me, and like I could see it happening. But the thing is, it did take this man years to break, but he did break. And that's the problem. So I honestly don't believe you should be a teacher anymore. ENEOS chairman. We did a story on the ENEOS. There's chairman, CEO, and president. They have all three. And like, this makes you sit there and go like, isn't that all this the same job? Is the CEO not the president? Is the president not the chairman? Are these not? Or is it just like dudes circle jerking each other at the C-suite of a company? ENEOS is an oil company. And the last tirade I went on about ENEOS is how gross oil companies are and how gross men are, especially old executives. ENEOS decides to come through and it's just like, let's just prove this again and again and again. The ENEOS chairman was fired over sexual harassment. Last December, The president was fired for sexual harassment. And in 2022, the CEO was forced to step down for sexual harassment.
My company has like five presidents.
Your company has like five presidents. I understand president of something, like president of technology. So the CEO of technology, or not CEO, because that's the chief executive officer, but the CTO, the chief technology officer.
Oh, Sekihara. The position joke was good then.
Oh, I didn't even do that on purpose, if I'm being honest. There was a joke I did, an unintentional joke a couple weeks ago. Someone actually came up and was like, that joke was really good. I was like, I had no idea what he was talking about, but I just took the compliment. I think it's because now I'm just talking about these things in this way. The jokes are built in unintentionally, but I have been thinking I want to script them out. But my actual thing last time was oil executives are gross people. And they get away with raping the earth. And why would this not translate into them sexually harassing people around them and thinking it's fine? Enios needs to hire a non-pervert. And that, I would turn the company around. And they're not going to do it because it's the people hiring these guys, putting these guys into the position. It's other guys like that putting them into this position. That said, just wait for the next story. Okay, the mayor of Guinan. It's a city in Gifu, and he has announced his resignation. There was an accusation made, and the accusation was that he was sexually harassing staff. And an independent inquiry happened, and the results came out and the mayor quit. They found 99 instances of the mayor sexually harassing staff. So that's 99 different people, not 99 sexual harassment cases. Because I could harass someone 99 times. And it would be the same person. So that would technically be one case. He did it like napalm, carpet bombing the entire office, city hall, whatever, because he didn't limit it to staff. He actually sexually harassed counselors and other people in fairly important positions. And so the inquiry recommended the mayor quit. He did. The 99 instances of the mayor included touching boobs and butts, which could be indecent assault. So it's not just sexual harassment.
He flashed the whole office, I understand.
No, it was physical. He's touching people. He's doing little squeezies every now and then. It's what I do to Dave all the time, but Dave likes it. I just opened myself up to some big problems right there. So they did a survey of the staff, male and female, and 80% of the staff reported being either sexually harassed or bullied, so power harassment, by the mayor of Guinan. So then, of course, he quits. And then he has to apologize because it's Japan. You always have to apologize. I love this dude's apology because you can tell he's not sorry at all. He said in his apology, there are parts where I am not convinced of the grounds for the sexual harassment claims. Like, all the claims seem to come from, like, just women. Like, I don't know what this means. So the funny part to me is by saying that he's not convinced of the grounds for the sexual harassment claims, is he's saying that all 99 claims are false? Is he saying that some are false and some are true? Because he's apologizing, but then also saying, but I don't really believe that this was sexual harassment, that I don't really think I did anything wrong. So I'm quitting because you guys are all like pussy bitches. But, you know, this is further reinforced. He had been chided by the deputy mayor. So the deputy mayor comes to him and goes, hey, mayor, maybe stop touching the boobies and butts of all the staff. Like, maybe don't do that. And when his response was, we are of the same generation, so I laughed it off. So the deputy mayor is like, hey, mayor, maybe don't touch the staff's boobies. And he's like, yeah. I get what you're really saying. Yeah. And then he's probably like, hey, don't say sexual things to the staff. Don't touch their butts. And he's like, yeah. They might even said like, hey, maybe don't try to bully the staff.
But they like it.
Okay, this is an interesting thing. Ignatius put into the chat, but they like it. From his perspective, I've always found this very interesting. I bet if you did a lie detector test with this man and said, did the staff appreciate your advances? He would say yes, and it would come out as true. I know lie detector tests are not actually reliable, but I'm saying conceptually that he believes what he's saying and he believes what he's doing. And there's no way you can convince him otherwise. He had someone, again, of the same generation, so a guy similar age, similar status, saying to him, hey, what you're doing is too much. And he's just like, ha, ha, yeah, buddy. Yeah, we're doing it. La, la, la. That's not how Japanese men behave, but that is now my mental interpretation of the conversation is, hey, Kevin. Kevin is the mayor of Ginnin. Hey, Kevin, maybe you could ease back on the what I see as sexual harassment. And then Kevin turns around and goes, yeah. That's my ASMR. I'm just going to cut all those like fake laughing clips and put them together and make that's my new ASMR podcast. It's just the mayor of Ginnin laughing. A new podcast coming to the Chunk of Beef Chest Pod Network of podcasts soon.